So I'ma get sloshed instead. I know it's gonna make you beg. What would I do? If I didn't love you, babe. And what would I do? If I didn't love you, babe. What would I do?
What would
I do? If I didn't love you. Baby, what you doing to me? Back into your friends, you don't want that funny. You like to go slow, but we could go faster. Tell me the password. Slice, slice, kitty, you know what that means. I'm coming up on you quickly. Happy nice things. So I'ma get sloshed in bed. I know it's gonna make you beg. What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do?
Justin Bieber, it is Kiss FM. Chewy Martinez has been out in Canoga Park all morning, rolling up to gas stations, giving you free gas. He's going to do it again next year. Sissany with the headlines.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, the LA City Council approved a ballot measure for the November election to determine whether non-citizens can vote in local races. Westchester residents say Waymo cars are showing up and parking on their streets at all hours, turning their neighborhoods into waiting lots for the driverless fleet. The LA County District Attorney announced 12 felony counts of tax fraud against comedian Carlos Mencia. And Kraft is leaning into the international soccer fans' obsession with ranch dressing, announcing Kraft TSA compliant ranch for travelers who don't want to leave the U.S. without it. And now a look at traffic with KTLA's Ginger Chan.
From this Toyota Dealer Traffic Center,
we make it easy.
So far, that drive along the 57 freeway is still really tough. We know that, you know, we had that outstanding signaler for the northbound side at Catella Avenue. And so to me, it looks like still I have the camera looking at it. The on-ramp as well as those two right lanes are still blocked. They need a certain kind of tow unit before they can clear. But all those units really should be on scene anyway. Moving over to look at that drive and the conditions, 92 and West, right about Maple Street. It's really not that big of a deal, but it is. Let's see, a stall that's partially sticking out in the left lane. We know that that 60 eastbound side at the 605 is where we have that other outstanding sig alert. That's because of a serious wreck with the two right lanes that are now blocked. And then we just looked at one of our cameras of the Cajon Pass. Wow, you cannot see anything. It's almost dangerous with how foggy it is. This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Bank of America, sponsored of the FIFA World Cup 2026, dedicated to offering solutions to help businesses meet their goals locally and globally. More at bankofamerica.com/gamechanger. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. If you're heading out to Disney today, beautiful in Anaheim, a high of 75. Brentwood, low 70s for you. And right now, it is 61 in Hollywood.
Kiss.
K-I-I-S-F-M.
Los Angeles. Start your day with Ryan Seacrest. Or get the podcast on demand with our free iHeartRadio app.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Kiss FM. Seacrest with you. Free gas coming up in just a minute for you to call in and win. Qualify you to get that free gas for a year, too. Now, Chewy's out live in Canoga Park. He is going to give somebody a free tank of gas live while you're at the gas station. So don't be afraid of Chewy. Here he comes.
What happens in my head? What happens in my head? I'ma hit this hotel. There's a party in that lobby. Be careful who you mess with. Cause the hotel, everybody. Miami, where all that from? And the girlfriend's got one too. Now it ain't my birthday, baby, but I wanna see you in her in your birthday suits. I was like, hey, she was like, yo. I was like, bowling. She was like, so. Wanna hit BTs, wanna hit Scarlets, wanna hit Tootsies, baby, let's go. She was Mulatica, I'm talking about a killer. I put her on the mic, beat it up like Thriller. She the best friend, said, bring one more. Another bad one, you already know. Let's go. She was like a rigo when I was all in her. And if you go to Kendo, they all Kendo Jenner's. Now you out of town, know what time it is. 305, welcome to the tree.
Let's go.
Kiss FM. All right, you know, people use Gas Buddy to find the best price of gas for gas in their area. Today, your Gas Buddy is named Chewy. Gas Chewy Martinez is out live in Canoga Park. He's got free gas. So what he does is he walks up to you and says, hey, don't be afraid. I'm going to buy your gas. I think it's 50-50. Some people are worried about him and the other, you know, are not because they just want the free gas. Mm-hmm. But it ends up always with a bow on the end of it. It ends up being a good story. Chewy, who did you find now in Canoga Park?
I'm here with my girl Sandra, and she has a little pair of boxing gloves hanging from her window, so I know I wasn't going to mess with her. I was kind of scared of her, Ryan. But here we are, and hooking my girl up with some gasolina, and here she is.
Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, Sandra. Tell me about your boxing gloves on the mirror.
Well, I brought them back from Puerto Rico.
Okay. And what made you get them in the first place?
Seems really prevalent in Puerto Rico, and my mother's always loved it. Yeah, exactly. The Caribbean.
Very good. Well, thank you for listening to us. Now, when Chewy approached you, were you worried at all?
No, because the other one, I saw a shirt. And I was and he's the other one. No, Chewy is not the one, the other one. And he looks so innocent.
Oh, okay. That's Chewy's game.
Not me. But he seems
brings
like,
the most
no,
innocent
no,
guy.
Chewy, you could tell, Chewy, you could tell he's up to no good at all times.
Well, he is giving you good this morning in the form
exactly.
of a free tank
Thank
of
you.
Gas.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Where are you headed this morning, Sandra?
My daughter is moving, so we're headed to you all. She's hiding right now.
Over here hiding with me?
Yeah, Destiny.
Destiny, why are you hiding?
Why is she hiding from us?
I know. Why are you hiding from Ryan? She said.
I'm hiding from Ryan. Why are you scared of me, Chris?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so she's moving to Toluca Lake, so we're picking up a U-Haul truck.
Oh, well, wow. If you need to have eyes on her, my buddy Tanaz lives in Toluca Lake, and you know.
Oh yeah, I definitely need eyes on her. She's very sneaky little thing. Yes.
I got well. Tanaz is the man about Toluca Lake. He'll be out there like a room monitor. Don't you worry about a thing.
You're right. Thank you. Not a room monitor. More like a door monitor.
Yeah. A door. All right. Tanaz the bouncer. Yes. Tanaz the door monitor. Yes.
Toluca Lake's a great location.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's really excited.
Well, thank you very much.
She's finished her bachelor's and. She's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. She's right by all the clubs in Hollywood. It's easy.
Well, no. She finished her bachelor. She's in Toluca Lake to get ready for work. What's she going to do for work?
To get ready to study for the bar, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
wow. Gosh.
Yes.
That's not easy. So she's going to be a lawyer.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. You raised a good one. Thank you very much, Sandra, for listening to us. And tell her good luck from us.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Yes.
Bye.
Bye. I love it. She just punched me, Ryan.
With the mini gloves. Great job this morning in Canoga Park. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, brother. Peace.
Okay. So Miss Chewy tomorrow night, 10 o'clock till 2 a.m. They are always having a good time. Tomorrow night, Chewy and DJ Triple XL with the fun. Kiss FM, your free gas to win, to call in, to get in 1 minute.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
We know.
I can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed, it's outrageous. I'll take it all. Looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss her anyway. Oh, baby, don't. Please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on the phone or a globe, and I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, don't. I can't move on. I can't move on, baby, don't. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed, and it's outrageous. I'll take it all.
Single morning
on LA's number one hit music station,
102.7 Kiss FM.
All right, now just like Sandra got the free gas live in Canoga Park, you can call in to get it at 1-800-520-1027. When you call to get this gas, you also qualify to get gas free for a year from us at Kiss.
102.7 Kiss FM
on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
I'm in my 14 carats, I'm 14 carat, doing it up like my eyes. Now you say I got a touch, so good, so good, make you never wanna leave, so don't, so don't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight, do my hair blue real nice, and syncopate my skin to your heart beating, cause I just wanna look good for ya, uh-huh. I just wanna look good for ya, uh-huh. Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Leave this dress a mess on the floor. You still look good for ya, uh-huh. I'm in my Marquis diamonds, I'm a Marquis diamond. Could even make that Tiffany jealous. You say I give it to you hard, so bad, so bad, make you never wanna leave. I won't, I won't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight, through my hair grew real nice, and sink up in my skin to how you're breathing, cause I just wanna look.
Brand new signaler for the 91, the westbound side. It looks like it's right about Magnolia Avenue. Those two right lanes are blocked, and that's for the serious crash. They're saying possibly until as late as 9:15. What is happening here? I guess it looks like there is a lot happening. I thought at first they talked about it being maybe like a stall, but yeah, it sounds like it turned into something much more serious. And the crash in and of itself happened a little while ago. This one involving, let's see, a car. The driver ended up smashing into... Okay, I'm just reading this now. So the driver ended up crashing into the center divider, but it also sounds like this has now turned into a police investigation that could go longer than they originally thought if indeed this turns out to be something more serious. That's the best way I can couch this, okay? We know that the other signaler for the drive along the, let's see, our other signalers are just, oh yes, 60 eastbound side at the 605. It looks like the two right lanes are still blocked here. That shouldn't last for much longer. And then we have that 57 north of Catella. Just the on-ramp is now closed. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Wish you could save on a home insurance. With Allstate, you could easily save and get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first. For a quote today, you're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It's going to be nice today in West Covina, upper 70s. Burbank, mid-70s, and right now it is 62 in Hollywood.
Let's do this! On air with Ryan Seacrest.
He's funny. I really like him.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
just a chance to win your heart. You could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to, I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true. There's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man till the end of time.
About a Friday broadcast. Thanks for being here with us, hanging out. It's always just a little bit more fun, I think, even though we try and create the fun on Tuesday. It's a little bit more fun on Friday.
Oh, for sure.
So, okay, where do we begin? Dating. Would you go on a practice date? This is the latest trend. People are going out to rehearse dating, not with somebody they want to go out with, like with a friend that's a stand-in kind of thing?
No, not necessarily a friend. It might still be somebody that you match with on an app or something like that.
But do they know they're a practice dater?
Maybe, maybe not. It's more so just to take the pressure off. Maybe for you, like for us, I don't think we have an issue having conversations with people, right?
I do.
You do?
No, you don't.
No, you do not.
If they're not a good conversationalist on a date, you know, I always have my pocket of 10 topics.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You step in, you bring it.
But I think for most people, conversation skills maybe doesn't come naturally to them because they don't have a job like us or they can just talk all day, all the time. So you kind of have to build that confidence. And so you go on this date and let's say it was like your dream guy and you totally bomb because you have no practice. Like you haven't been on any dates.
Practice makes perfect.
So you go on these practice dates and maybe,
I see? Yeah, now that way you say it. Yeah, because what if you do meet that right person and you haven't, and you're a little rusty, then you kind of need to know what the thing is.
And who knows? Maybe the practice date ends up turning into something serious.
Yeah.
But you kind of just go into it with no expectations. You're like, okay, this is probably not going to be my dude, but let's just see how it goes. Let's have fun. Let's converse. Let's just all the things. And so I'm curious, actually, to our single coworkers, are you guys interested in these practice dates?
Would you do
dates?
A practice date, Michaela?
Yeah, my friends and I actually talked about this, and I told you about my roommate who's been seeing this guy. That would turn out to be a practice date, but she's into him. So,
you mean the guy that was having the cocktail and kiss?
Yes.
Yep. Malia, would you go on these practice dates, our intern?
I would totally. I feel like it's like not high stakes at all. I really enjoy right. that.
When I met Michael, he kind of was a practice date.
Yeah, same with mine.
Like, total practice I was, like, date. Not thinking that it was going to turn into anything. I'm like, he lives in San Diego. There's no way this is going to be a serious relationship. And I kind of, like, didn't have pressure.
But then I don't want to be... I wouldn't want to know I was the practice date. I think... Here's my suggestion.
Maybe we don't label it that.
Well, if conversation is not so easy, write down 5 questions, 5 topics, put it in your pocket, and use that as backup.
Fine.
But it's not even just about the conversation. It's anything. The more you do it, the more comfortable you become in it. The less tense you are, your shoulders come down. It's like anything you do in life.
It's true. You make a good point. I go back and forth on this one. all right. It's like, yes, I see your point. Disneyland tickets are next to win.
102.7 KISS FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Tanya,
we are the crowd. We're coming out. Got my flash on, it's true. Need that picture of you. This photo of us, it don't have a price. Ready for those flashing lights. Cause you know that, baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Paparazzi. Baby, there's no other superstar. You know that I'll be your paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind.
Satellite. You can see the world you brought to life. like you do. Ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in, fading out, on the edge of paradise. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire. On fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace. Cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning around, I can't see clear no more. What are you waiting for?
Love me like you do.
Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So I believe that 57 northbound side will start to clear soon because we're getting reports on that. Let's see. So the right lane is still coned off as well as the on-ramp, but that's it, okay? So not the two right lanes anymore. We know that 91 westbound side right at about Magnolia Avenue is where we have that signal that is expected to go until about 9:15. That one did look like a fairly serious crash, and there was some other issues as well, but I feel like they've wrapped up some of those other issues, okay? The lanes are stopped on the 5 southbound side of Avery Parkway so they could clear this crash and get it out of your way. So it was a little touch and go there. 10 west, right about Sierra Avenue, the middle lanes are jammed up, and that's really just a stalled trailer or something like that in lanes. Moving it over to look at the 405 northbound side at Skirball Center Drive. That crash that's here. I know that northbound side not always super busy. The south is usually the tough spot and still discussing on that 60. The eastbound side at the 605 with the two right closed. And that one was supposed to be done with right before, within the last few minutes. It looks like the lanes are still partially blocked. This report is sponsored by LA Metro. Tired of traffic? The Metro D-Line subway runs under Wilshire Boulevard now with three new stops connecting downtown LA to Beverly Hills. No parking, no stress. Metro D-Line, the faster way to get across L.A. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. A beautiful day along the coast, upper 60s to low 70s. Venice, a high of 68. Redlands, warmer for you inland, a high of 79. And right now it is 62 in Hollywood.
If you miss anything on the show, it's up on our podcast, Midday, on the iHeartRadio app. And now, another shot to get these Disneyland tickets. Caller 102-800-520-1027.
Pull it up down, left, right, oh, switch it up, lightning.
So on Kiss, let me grab Andy in Long Beach. He says he wants a sleep divorce from his boyfriend. What is a sleep divorce?
I'm thinking they don't sleep in the same room or the same bed.
Yeah. Oh, let's go. Andy, Long Beach. Good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Doing well. So is a sleep divorce means you stay together, but you sleep in separate beds?
Yes. Separate rooms.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. What's the reason for this?
Well, my boyfriend snores a lot.
Yes, feel ya.
A lot. I've tried earplugs. I've tried white noise. I tried falling asleep before him. And yeah, nothing works.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Nothing.
I have to tell you, I mean, your quality of sleep is probably better because you're the only one in the bed. You can sprawl.
Exactly. I want to continue living with him and being with him. I love him, but his snoring is just bad.
Does he oppose the idea of you having this sleep divorce?
I'm not really sure how to bring it up without hurting his feelings.
Yeah, that's mean.
Like, I don't know how to say. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to say, like, I don't want to sleep next to you anymore, because obviously I love being next to him, and I love falling asleep with him, but...
Here's the thing. You're going to be a much more joyful boyfriend if you're getting your deep sleep in your REM.
That is true.
All right. You're going to have much more patience. You're going to be more fun. So that's point one. Point two, why don't you do this Monday through Thursday on your own and then roll back over there to his bed on Thursday through Saturday night?
Yeah, for the Freaky Friday.
Why don't you try taping his mouth shut? It helps with snoring.
Nobody wants to put painter's tape on their mouth.
It's not painter's tape. You get like ones that are made to sleep with. They're amazing. It stops the snoring and he'll sleep deeper.
Really?
He could suffocate.
He does. You guys, I do it every single night and my husband does it as well. You do not suffocate.
If he's worried about telling his boyfriend he wants to sleep in another bed, how in the world is he going to say, I'd like to tape your mouth shut at night?
I can't get on board with this tape.
I think that there's a very honest and transparent way to have this conversation, to try it and see how it goes. It's a fact. We do sleep better, I think, alone.
Yeah.
I've been practicing for years.
Not true.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's a fact, I don't know how to, like, say that without him hearing, hey, I don't want to sleep in the bed with you. Mm-hmm.
Or another thing is, like, figure out if it's sleep apnea and he needs to go see a specialist and maybe it can be fixed.
Good luck, Andy. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
All right, I have a question.
Yes.
What if your dog snores? Like, I feel guilty when Aww. Georgia snores, but I'm also frustrated I can't fall asleep when she snores.
That's
so when I go,
rough. Shh. I think you need to get a sound machine.
I can't, this sound machine BS.
I'm not a fan of it, but I feel like that's the only thing that's going to drown that sound out so that you can maybe
I feel
fall asleep.
When it's like, when it's a human, I'm annoyed. When it's a pet, I'm not. It's, but it's still, it's in, like impacting my sleep.
100%. Can she have her own room?
No, I want her to sleep near me. She has to be close. Sisney's got what's new this morning for Yon Kiss.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Brought to you.
Ginger Chan.
I was just looking at this Angeles Forest Highway. Yikes. I mean, that is a really bad spot. Now, Angeles Crest Highway. I'm going to put it at about, I mean, the best location I can give you is about like Scenic View 1, where the visibility is down to less than 100 feet. I would say for your drive through the Cajon Pass, it's even less than that. You're lucky if it's at 50 feet. It is really, really bad in some spots. And then when I went outside here in Hollywood anyway, I am seeing some areas where we have some light drizzle. You may be experiencing that wherever you are as well. So I do want you to be prepared. That could be the reason we have so many really bad crashes this morning. Now, in terms of the delays, mostly related to those crashes, but not necessarily in our usual slow spots. So the 60 east of the 605, those two right lanes are still closed because of that serious wreck. We know that they issued a signal for that 91 westbound side before the 5 right about Magnolia Avenue. Those two right lanes have been closed for some time, and I believe just the on-ramp and now just the one right lane. Let's see. Northern, all lanes open. Okay, so just the on-ramp now is closed. 57 north at Catella, but the main lanes are all open. Those are all really bad crashes that we've been discussing, right? You've got to get ready for that slow ride, partly because of the way the weather conditions are, but also with it being, you know, Juneteenth, we are seeing some spots where the drive is still decent just around those Siglers. It's tough. This report is sponsored by Albertsons and Vons. Planning a trip? Stop by Vons or Albertsons and talk to a pharmacist today about the immunizations you might need. Get vaccinated and save 10% off groceries up to $20. See the pharmacy for details. Make an appointment online at Vons or Albertsons.com/vaccines. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. It's going to be nice today. A beautiful weekend as well. And for Father's Day, not too hot. Today in Sunset Beach, a high of 70, Riverside mid-80s. And right now it is 62 in Hollywood.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
He's one of my faves, so I'm a dedicated, loyal fan.
On 102.7 Kiss FM.
And me in the darkness, I would never leave.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Justin Bieber.
Hi, I'm Olivia Dean.
And you're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
That's right.
102.7 KISS FM.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travis a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, here lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travis Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit. And damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What up? A different city every night. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I swear the world better prepare
for, what?
For when I'm a billionaire.
Basketball with the president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it. But keep the 520 tins and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up. So everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A different city every night. Oh,
yeah.
I swear the world better prepare
for, what?
For when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah. Sing it.
When I'm a billionaire.
Oh.
I wanna be a billionaire. Freaking bad.
Let's go.
Hello, LA. It's Taylor.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Justin Bieber.
Hi, I'm Olivia Dean.
And you're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
That's right.
102.7 KISS FM.
Peace up. Peace up. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's go.
Get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. You should know how it feels. I saw the shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was sitting in my ear. You would think that she knew me. I decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.